Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone is in Argentina, where he presides over ceremonies today for the beatification of Ceferino Namurcura, a Salesian deacon. Cardinal Bertone, himself a Salesian, travelled to Patagonia to visit the tombs of the blessed and delivered a special greeting on behalf of the Holy Father to the people of the country. Chris Altieri takes a closer look.
The son of a powerful Patagonian tribal leader, Ceferino became a pupil of the Salesians in Argentina. Salesian Father Bernard Grogham at the Salesian Generalate in Rome told us the venerable Ceferino was a model to his fellows for his piety and the seriousness of his commitment to study.
Ceferino himself was sent away to school, which of course he found very difficult, but at the same time he accepted because he knew it was to prepare him for his future. Little did he know that his future would be rather different from that his father had in mind. But he was, again, a model student. He was also very much concerned about the welfare of his fellow students, just as he was about the well-being of his own people.
Ceferino died in 1905 when he was not yet 20 years old. For many years, the servant of God and native son of Argentina has enjoyed the esteem of all the country's faithful. This past July 7th, Pope Benedict XVI signed the document attributing a healing to Zeferino's miraculous intercession. Father Grogham spoke with us about the significance of his beatification.
This is always a great blessing for any church to have among its members the sign of holiness, not just lived out, but recognized as lived out by others. Not for their benefit, saints are there for our benefit, we might say. And so we can turn to them and ask for their help and their assistance.
I'm Chris Altieri.